Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and we'll start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. And close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are a bright, shimmering star. What color are you? Are you a radiant red? A sparkling orange? A golden yellow? A gleaming green? A brilliant blue? A pulsating purple? A cosmic white, or a shining rainbow star? Feel yourself floating. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the universe. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The universe surrounds you with loving energy. As your body relaxes, feel your feet and hands warm. The loving energy from the universe gently flows into your body. Enjoy the warmth as the universe fills you with love. Your arms and legs soften as loving energy flows into them. The universe empowers you with even more loving energy, and it gently flows into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the sensation of warm energy flowing up through your neck and into your head. The energy circles through your body. Your feet, ankles, and legs soften. Feel your back, tummy, and chest warm. Enjoy the sensation as your arms, hands, and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And now your neck and head relax. The universe embraces you with a loving hug. You feel strong, and your light brightens the darkness. Feel the universe's loving energy flow into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and secure as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. The energy begins to overflow, and your star begins to twinkle. Imagine your legs, feet, arms, and hands share your loving light energy with the universe. You notice more stars all around you, and you smile at them. Your love beams to the other stars. They twinkle brightly as they receive your loving energy. The stars smile and send you their loving energy, supporting you in return. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body and into your heart. You feel safe and strong as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the warmth, love, and strength from the surrounding stars. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe. Thankful for the peace and strength the universe provides. The universe will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary star twinkle away from you. The loving energy from the universe continues to flow through your body, and you are cherished. Keep your eyes closed as you take a deep dragon breath in and out. Whenever you need love and support, picture your star and enjoy the love of the universe. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Best Balance. Sunshine streamed through the slats in the garage door. A skateboard, covered with swirls of brilliant colors, rested in the corner, with a bright line of light crossing the red and orange swirls. Sig, the skateboard, could see it was a bright, sunny day. The colorful skateboard rolled over towards the door, excited for a chance to play. The girl was sure to notice her now. The garage door opened with a click, clack, click, clack. The bright colors on the skateboard glowed as the garage filled with light. The girl spotted Sig right away. With a giggle, she ran over, picked up her skateboard, and hurried outside. Sig giggled too, ready to play. The girl placed the skateboard on the ground and stepped on, one foot on a yellow-green swirl and the other on a blue-purple one. Sig wobbled back and forth as the girl balanced herself. Sig began to feel nervous, worrying that the girl might fall off. The skateboard tried her best to hold steady, but as the girl wobbled, so did Sig. Then, after one big wobble, the girl stumbled off the skateboard. Sig took a deep dragon breath, in and out. As she saw that the girl was okay, the girl took a deep dragon breath, in and out. As she readied herself to try the skateboard again. With determination, the girl stepped on board the colorful skateboard. Sig held as steady as she could. Although she was still wobbling, the girl was wobbling less. The girl gave Sig a little push, and they moved a little faster. Now it was easy for them both to balance. Together, they rolled smoothly, right up until they reached the little hill. As Sig rolled up to the bottom of the little hill, she felt the girl wobble more and more until she stumbled again. Feeling more determined, the girl stepped back on the skateboard, turning away from the hill. The girl rolled faster and faster, giggling with the increase in speed. Sig felt lighter as she flew along the pavement. Together, they were very steady. Then the girl tried a turn. The skateboard turned, but the little girl didn't. She stumbled off once more. Sig felt confident the girl would get the turn next time she tried. The skateboard noticed that the girl seemed to get a little stronger every time she stumbled. Sure enough, she hopped back on the skateboard, and this time, they made the turn together. Now they were moving quickly towards the little hill. The skateboard and the girl were perfectly balanced. They zipped toward the base of the hill and then up it, slowing towards the top. They had made it up the hill. Then Sig realized that they had another challenge, going down the hill. The skateboard was confident that together they could do it. After all, so far the girl had balanced herself, rolling forward, turned, and zipped up the hill. Sig and the girl looked over the top of the hill. The hill had a nice, gentle slope. With a smile, the girl balanced on the skateboard and slowly began to roll down the hill. She felt the breeze as they coasted down the hill. The skateboard picked up some speed, and the girl kept her balance. As they reached the bottom, the girl turned the skateboard towards the grass and then hopped off. Sig smiled broadly. They had made it up and over the hill. The colorful skateboard looked up at the sky. What had once been blue was now filled with orange, pink, red, and purple. The sun was setting. The girl hopped back on the skateboard and headed back over the hill. They had a couple of stumbles, but were back to the garage in time for the girl's dinner. She gently placed the skateboard back in the garage and closed the door. The garage door closed, slowly darkening the room. Sig yawned and settled in. The colorful skateboard thought of all she had to be grateful for. Sig was happy. She had held herself steady so the girl could learn. The skateboard felt thankful for the beautiful day. Most of all, Sig felt grateful to have the afternoon to play with the girl. The little skateboard gave herself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Sig snuggled in and smiled. The little skateboard took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then one more deep dragon breath in. Sig's mind quieted, and she drifted off into a deep sleep, picturing her fun day playing outside. thank you for joining us to be calm on